What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Wasted Attention's wonderful podcast. You are listening to the sounds of Animal, Ivan, and JD. This week, we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to do a little what we call mini episode, and we are going to review for you Whitechapel's The Valley. I'd like to turn my attention to the panel here today and say, how are you guys doing?
You first, sir.
I was waiting for him to like do something.
Another quib?
It's going, you know, life.
Yep.
Had some pizza, you know.
Yes. It's
been good so far, man.
Yes, thank you.
Ivan brought us some pizza. It was very nice of him.
That was very nice. It was delicious. We are not sponsored by Pizza Hut, but we'd like to be sponsored by Pizza Hut.
But this episode is brought to you by the letter M.
For metal.
You know, we're a couple months behind now, just about 90 days to the actual date of when...
Fashionably late, I'd say.
Yeah, we're still getting to it. That's just how we are. March 29th, 2019, via Metal Blade Records, Whitechapel's The Valley came out, which is their seventh album, which is pretty impressive.
Seven. I saw that and I was like,
Yeah.
I am behind.
Yeah, I'm super behind on Whitechapel.
I am too. I just got like probably like two albums that I mainly listen to, other than the times I listen to like everything on, you know, random.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing. It's Whitechapel's one of those bands for me before Phil started doing the clean singing that they all kind of just fell together for me. Maybe it's just I'm not like a huge super fan of them, but I still dig them. They're interesting, you know. Just to kind of give everybody a little bit of a background story, Whitechapel's been around since 2006, formed in Knoxville, Tennessee. Do any of you young, strapping young lads know where they got the name?
No, something with England, right?
Yep, you're close. That's
all I know. I can't pinpoint it to a specific thing. I feel like it's right there too. Is it like a crazy asylum or something?
I missed what was
close
because
not
something
really
kicked in. What you
is that
asked?
Where all the murders happened?
It's something to do with murders. If you're talking about the band name,
right?
Fucking whatchamacallit?
You've got it,
Ripper.
Yep, Jack the Ripper.
Okay, gotcha.
Jack
gotcha.
The Ripper. So, for those of not familiar with Jack the Ripper, these were a bunch of murders that happened in 1888 by an unknown person. Jack the Ripper just kind of came up. I don't really know anything more than that. I didn't want to get like too deep into it.
There's
it was
a
just,
lot of theories.
Right. Like so many like people they thought it was. But basically
and
he...
societies and shit.
It's still current.
I heard people thought it was... you ever heard of H.H. Holmes?
No.
Yep.
He was in Chicago and shit.
That's where like, Triple H got his...
Yeah, it was like...
Oh, seriously?
The turn of the century. They called it like murder house and stuff. They assume he killed like 200 people.
Whoa, dude.
Like tortured and shit. It's crazy. I looked up a few documentaries, but he went to England at some point. Like, he had a doctor's... He was a doctor or some shit, I think.
Okay.
And they think he might have went over there and killed a few people over there, and then he came back to the U.S., so...
Whoa.
It's a theory,
but
it's interesting.
That's interesting. It's weird that people lived in a time where things weren't documented the way they are today.
Yeah, you're fucked. If you came to Chicago... What was going on like at the turn of the century, like the World Fair or something?
Mm-hmm.
That's where like he had this hotel with all these trap doors and fucking secret rooms and shit. It's crazy.
Oh, that is crazy.
It's nuts.
It's interesting. It's way more interesting than the serial killer bullshit that's sweeping our nation now. It's a life made for lifetime movie kind of craze. I don't know. I don't get it.
Made for lifetime.
But Whitechapel in 2006 was like, hey, do you remember when all those teenage prostitutes had their necks slit and their fucking abdomens were cut open? Yeah, we should name ourselves after that. So that's where we're at.
Hey, what's more metal than that?
That's true. I don't know. Interesting. But anyways, to jump right into it, I find it... right?
Marker. That one, I won't even have to like make the files bigger. It's gonna stand.
I'm sorry, I do that. Little, it's the Mountain Dew.
Hey, you're welcome.
It's Mountain Dew. Thank you.
I'm gonna bring up these lyrics too, because there's a song that I wanted to. That when we get to it, I'm gonna point out.
Point.
The fuck it. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm gonna jump right in and say that I think it's absolutely crazy that they have three guitar players in one band.
They fucking went Lynyrd Skynyrd on this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Lynyrd Skynyrd to death metal.
Interesting. So
I don't know anybody else that does it. The only other band would probably be Periphery besides Lynyrd Skynyrd.
It's true. But Periphery, you could tell there's like three different things going on, whereas with Whitechapel, you have your one obvious lead kind of blends in.
Yeah, I really didn't know what the fuck was the point of it, but yeah. You know, hey, more power to you. You could probably
like,
fill
like
more
two rhythms
in.
And a lead
yeah.
type of deal.
Not losing anything.
No, making it thicker, I guess. Boys like them thick dude. Boys. So how do you guys want to start this? You want to talk about like favorite tracks? Do we want to go through track by track? This is a mini,
so
we
my
have
first
to...
The first five are like really awesome to me. So I could talk about the first half, and then there's a couple on the back end I like.
Okay.
Great Creek, man.
Yeah.
Dude,
that song is my shit.
Dude, that's my five for the album.
Yep, man. Agreed. I think we'll all just put it right there.
The first one, When a Demon Defiles a Witch, is also a great one.
Yes. That's, was it one of you guys, was it Red maybe? Talking about how he kind of sounds like Maynard when he sings?
Yep. Yeah, that was Red,
totally
for sure.
I hear what he's saying, too.
Yeah.
Because when he starts doing those cleans, it's like right there. It's like,
It's interesting.
Yeah, there's really not much you can say about that song that hasn't been said. It's weird because it was such like a twist and a turn for them. And the thing about the lyrics was that, now this was from an article I read with Exclaim Publication. I've never heard of them, but probably have more views than us, but
for sure.
In an interview, Phil said that he had a journal from his mother who had passed away about 19 years ago. And he took a lot of the lyrics from this album out of her journal. And a lot of her writing was cryptic. It had different handwriting and on different pages and stuff. Wow. And he just thought that he could use this for the album. And I know Hickory Creek is one of the songs that they really used a lot of her stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Dude, the lyrics on this fucking album, pretty fucking, they're pretty awesome.
It elevates them. It gets them out of that deathcore genre, which, okay, you know, everybody's going to, deathcore is awesome, but a lot of it just gets muddied up because you're not really listening to the musical integrity or the vocals. It's just more of that looking to fucking not look deep.
Just rage.
Yeah, exactly.
Brutality.
Yep. So I thought this was very interesting in that that manner.
You know, talking about the lyrics, like it really, you know how Cannibal Corpse is like just like show.
It's right.
Like all, but this is like legit shit, man. Like this is some dark stuff. Like it came from a real place, and that's fucking awesome.
That elevates it, doesn't it?
I mean, it's
it?
Not awesome that it happened, but
well, obviously, right? But yeah, apparently it took them 6 years to even think about putting stuff into this journal and then coming out with this. And then obviously too, they did all the videos to go along with the songs, and I guess they did like a graphic novel too with it.
You know, to be honest, I haven't even seen any of the videos.
Really?
I never thought to check it out, I guess.
It's, you would enjoy it, especially When a Demon Defiles a Witch.
Sounds awesome. Which ones they got videos for?
Demon, Brimstone, Hickory Creek, and I think Forgiveness is Weakness, maybe?
Probably the four singles, right?
Yeah, probably. Because they did them all in succession, so.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah, man. Since we mentioned it, When a Demon Defiles a Witch, I know Ivan, you love that song.
Yeah. It's my tasty. Number two.
Yeah? Really? Number two?
Number two.
How about you?
What's mine? Or how I feel about that song?
Well, I guess, how do you feel about that song? Then what's your number two?
It's a cool song. I enjoy it. If I'm picking like my top five, it'd probably be maybe five.
Yeah. It's in there, right?
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting because it had more of that hardcore sound. It had a lot of game vocals in the background too, in the chorus.
Yeah. That. Now that you mention it, I do remember like noticing that when I was first hearing it for sure.
Ooh, this is different.
Yeah, I have no frame of reference for fucking Whitechapel, so I can't I can't tell you what I would have liked before or what I wouldn't have liked.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, definitely this is the one that broke through for me.
Yeah,
because you always see the Whitechapel hoodies and everybody's kind of repping them, and I've heard nothing but good things. So
yeah,
finally got to check them out.
Yeah, and this was the album for you to come
this,
in.
Yeah,
on.
This yeah. For me, this yeah. would be the one.
Yep.
Yeah. The last album would be another good one, but everything before that, you'd probably be like,
yeah.
Yep. It would just fall into that because we know Jake has a very strong disdain against the rage type of stuff.
Yeah, I just need hooks, man.
Yep. So. And that's the thing with this, when you go this fast thrash, it's, I don't even want to say thrashy, but you're just going fast to be fast. You're not catching that little hooky, you know?
Yeah, see, that's what's cool about these songs. Like something like, not to get ahead of myself, but Black Bear, that's a riff-oriented song, you know what I mean? Everything builds around that that fucking riff. And then Brimstone's kind of that slow grind, but they do something with it. So yeah, once we get to it, we'll talk a little bit more.
Well, I love it in the song when he starts the clean vocals, and when he gets that line, is where is it? I can't erase these memories, but I will erase humanity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's deep,
the middle part, right? Where he does that Maynard-esque kind of like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I really like the chorus, like that second chorus comes in, he does that, How could the world take you from me? Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, there you go. Yeah. That's what I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, there's the emotions, man.
Yep.
And you know, I mean, I'm not going to say that you didn't get the emotions from the other albums, but it's just come, this is presented in a different way.
Yes, I agree.
To touch base on our last episode, this quality of this album was clean as shit, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
It's pretty fucking solid.
Yep. Can always tell what that snare, like at least from what I'm listening to, it's so crisp. Yes. And
there was something I was going to bring to your attention. I forget what it was. I was listening to it in the car earlier. Uh-huh. I had to bring it up to you later.
Okay. I'll be right here.
Once I remember.
Forgiveness is Weakness, track 2.
Oh, this song is hard.
Very hard. Straightforward.
This is the one that I could read you like the entire fucking lyrics and it's just pretty fucking sweet. Where is my favorite part? You two talk for a second. You tell me what you think.
Thanks for the pizza, Ivan.
You're welcome.
This is delicious. This is delicious.
I'm about to pull up those lyrics right now.
They're going to say something else. I'm about to pull. And I was like, what? Oh. I got oatmeal on my paper.
I feel like I'm... Oh, there's the arrow I'm looking for.
You read.
That's deep.
Oh, here you go. There's this part. We all know you're going to hell. Come back to life. I'll send you myself. Dig the casket from the dirt. You don't deserve to be one with the earth. How fucking wicked is that,
yeah,
dude?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, the whole thing is just, oh, man, it's fucking sweet.
It's delicious.
Revenge is sweet, but so is disease. When it turns you into a slave, gather your friends and your family so they can watch you spit and piss on your grave. That's anger, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Oh!
Mm-hmm. You love it when those vocalists really open up, don't you?
Dude, yeah. That's what it's all about, man.
Yep.
Letting it out.
Yep. Mm. We talked about Brimstone already. That was the first track, I think, that was released.
Yeah, that's what I remember.
Yeah. And it's interesting because it tries to paint a picture of what this album is, and it's in no way a representation of what this album became.
Yeah.
You're thinking, oh, this is some real heavy Whitechapel stuff. You know, it starts at that real nice slow halftime groove, and it's just kind of metal the whole way through. But it's weird. I'm saying metal with Whitechapel. I don't want it to fit, but it does. This album is not a grindy Whitechapel album.
They've always been metal to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would you have considered them before? Is it deathcore? Or
I guess if you have, I hate that terminology. Yeah. But yeah, deathcore-y and maybe some grindy.
Or is it just straight death?
No, not straight death. No. There's too many breaks in it to be straight death because they really slowed it down.
With the breakdowns are kind of what give it the core. Okay.
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I think I answered my own question.
You gotta have some kind of groove.
Okay.
Yep. Funny. But it flirted with it, though. You know what I mean? It really did. It was kind of always in that genre of the grindy deathcore-y stuff, but it still kind of had that metal backing, though, too.
Fair enough.
I don't know. This one is impressive.
Kill, torture, terrorize. Welcome to my mind.
And imagine finding that in a notebook that one of your parents had written, if that's truly, you know what I mean, yeah. If that part was, but...
Well, was his mom has some medical conditions?
It didn't say. One would assume.
From what I remember, like, it's not my story to tell, but I would say, just to kind of give you a heads up, I think his mom was dating somebody that was getting her high or something, like with drugs and shit, okay. And ended up ruining her life, and she ended up passing, and all this crazy shit ended up happening, but I think that's where it came from, and I think, go back and listen to the Josta episode with Phil, because I think that's everything he talks about this album. So
one of the most soft-spoken guys in this community, though, too, isn't he?
He has one of the fucking craziest, like, I don't know much about, like, death metal vocals, but he's got to be probably the top, right?
Oh, dude.
He's up there.
He's one of my favorite, dude. He's brutal. And especially now that he's singing.
Mm-hmm.
Dude,
he's, like,
tell me
way
about
up there.
That's crazy to me.
Because he's got some of the most brutal growls there is, in my opinion. And that voice that he could... You know,
yes,
dude.
Even thinking of some of the lowest growls he had on this, they did when they went to do the Mitch Lucker memorial show. They covered, I forgot, of course, what Suicide Silence song it was, but Phil went total guttural, and we'll do this when we're done here. It's ridiculous. Like, you think the stuff on here is low? I mean, it was like I can't even begin. Like, it was amazing. Like, he has that crazy range. I would like to hear more highs from him, though. I'm a high guy when it comes to my stuff.
Highs?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I think he gets that in Forgiveness. Like, Forgiveness is Weakness. There's this, like, upper one he does. I want to say it's blended in with the lower one.
Dude, I could listen to this on repeat all day long, this whole album, dude. This whole thing. Every time I take a shower, even if it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, mm-hmm. it's on. I always start off on with Hickory Creek and let it random after that.
Yeah, getting the best one done first.
Yeah.
Are you ready? I want to play this little snippy here.
Dude, that's crazy.
That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. He's just really, he's a multi-talented fella, you know?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got my good rolls. Got my good rolls. All right. We did Hickory Creek. We talked about that.
Did we?
Yeah. I mean, is there anything else you want to say there? That's like the best song on that album?
It's gold. Platinum.
It's gold, Jerry. Yeah. Man. Yeah, that's the first one I was like, okay.
Yep. Sold me.
This one hits.
And there's, it's clean. Like, you know mm-hmm. what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like my favorite one on there. Like, it's amazing. I love that song.
One of my buddies saw them in Milwaukee, and I was curious as how that would translate well. He said it was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
Yep. Because they played most of this new album mixed in with, like, I think because they just had the 10th anniversary of This Is Exile. So they were playing all their really heavy, crazy, grindy stuff along with this. And he said it was not even, it was just a smooth transition.
That's awesome.
That's cool that people are open to it.
Yep.
Yeah. That was something I wanted to mention too, because I heard of, there was some hate and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And get over it, people. Like,
yeah.
If it's good, it's good.
You're not going to make people happy by doing the same thing, and you're not going to make people happy by doing something different.
Yep.
And it's really easy to hate on something that's not your polished crap. This is polished. This wasn't done for money. This wasn't done to try and get more mainstream. Like, Whitechapel knows they're not going to be playing in front of like 20 million people at some giant show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They've got a huge following, man. You know, much respect to them. I wanted to put something in there too. You know what I was, but I didn't, because I was going to talk about the hate, and I was like, there's really no point because everybody fucking shits on everything.
What? Oh, people just not.
Yeah, man. Because I remember it was even with the last album that they had, people were starting to shit on it because he did just a small amount. Yeah. But I guess that's like a big thing in deathcore, is that people don't like the clean singing. That's why somebody.
That's a big thing in anything in metal, man. If you change a little bit of anything, it's,
yep.
Well, that's not what I like, or blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. Who knows?
I mean, look at Throwdown.
Yeah.
Their shit was so much better.
Yeah,
I agree.
When he did the singing, because it just adds more dynamic. I got cold chills. It just adds more dynamics. It's on my knees. That's how much cold chills I got, dude. But, man.
Then like, it just wanted to be a fucking. Everyone wanted to call it a Pantera ripoff or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right. Whatever, dude.
It's like, just leave it alone. If it sounds good,
mm-hmm.
let it sound good.
People are more open to it if that's what you come out with. Like, Hell Yeah came out singing and the heaviness. I couldn't imagine if Hell Yeah was playing like something thrashy and then went to the softy stuff. You know what I mean? It's like, where people are very dense, where they're not willing to expand on anything. I was that way for a long time. There's things on here that I could have told you 2 years ago. I'd have been like, pfft. That's fucking stupid, man, you know? But you get older and you realize, man, they're just doing what they want to do. What's wrong with that?
You gotta let people do what they want to do and what they feel,
that's
man.
That's how you get better as a band.
That's true. Yeah. That is very true. You can't be one-dimensional, even though there's nothing wrong with it. There's some bands that will never change their formula, and it gets stale.
I was just about to say that if some bands have just had their formula and they stick with mm-hmm. it, it's fine.
Exactly.
A lot of times it still sounds good
mm-hmm.
because they're not doing exactly the same thing over again. They're doing similar things, but it's... always bring something to the table.
Sometimes it's just for the best. Look at Anthrax. Anthrax has been around, what, like 30 fucking years? The last two albums have sold more combined than the older ones did.
I got to go back and revisit the latest one, but fucking Worship Music was tight.
That was
the best I've ever heard Joey singing.
Yep.
Because I was always a John Bush guy. I still am.
Mm-hmm.
Still yeah, I'm not. I was never real big on...
Yeah, check it out if you haven't heard it, because he sounds pretty good.
It's not so like that cheesy, you know, because that's what you think of when you think of Anthrax. But, like, just what were we talking about the other day? Keep It in the Family? That riff is God.
That's a fucking riff.
It is, man. Stompy. Anthrax kind of went from that, like, kind of punky feel to the hardcore feel to the metal feel, then back, and then the whole John Bush thing.
Well, it's when the John Bush shit happened, that's when they had... Is Time the one where a lot of people were kind of bitching, like, oh, you're going into, like, this hard rock kind of territory? And, like, look back at it now. I don't think anybody gives a shit.
No.
A good album's a good album.
Mm-hmm. And they still rip, too, man.
fucking take Machine Head, a band we fucking mention all the time. Mm-hmm. The Burning Red and Supercharger.
I like both those albums.
You know, a lot of people fucking didn't like them at the time because they're, you know, new metal rappy, but right. there's some fucking jams on that shit.
There was.
And when you play it, when they play that shit live, it's ripping.
It's all about yep. the blood, the sweat, the beers.
Oh, God.
And then it gives you something to come back and do, when you do come back with these heavy-ass riffs and shit, it just makes it that much better. You know
I
what
say,
I mean?
I always, like think those songs that from that album are the fun songs.
Yeah.
They're
the ones that make people like
Supercharger fucking rips, man. That's a heavy fucking song. I would take that over Bulldozer. Because Bulldozer is one of them like ripping songs.
Yeah.
But I appreciate Supercharger more. It's probably because of that last chorus.
Yeah, probably.
Supercharger.
Goes all fast and stuff. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's good, man. But yeah, you can say what you want. You see these people online bitching about it, but you go to a show in Joliet, a fucking sold out show. You know, what in the dead of fall.
Oh, yeah. I'll talk shit about that last album all day, but I'll go to every show I can.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And I'll still bet, nod my head to those songs I don't like, but, you
right.
know.
You know how, like, people in, like, workspaces have the, this has been accident-free? We're going to have two of them. It's been this many days since we've mentioned Machine Head, and it's been this many days till we found out about this fucking tour that's going to happen, hopefully, in the U.S.
I was going to tell you, they got one show coming up in the U.S.
Where?
In December. L.A. somewhere, probably.
I knew it was
figures,
gonna be
yeah.
yeah, definitely. I forget where it was at, but yeah, just one.
Are we going to have violence opening, maybe?
Yeah, there'll be some violence, maybe.
Yeah,
I saw,
shit.
Like, I think it's Violence, right? I think that's who I checked out. No, it was Sacred Reich, because okay. it's Dave's band.
Okay.
I was like, yeah, it's not bad. It's not Machine Head, but it's not bad.
He was no. doing.
It's, check it out. There's a new single they just released. I can't tell you the name of it, but I was like, fuck, so this is what Dave's doing.
Yeah, good for them. He's still going to have the income.
Like Highlander. Yeah.
McLean.
I know Phil, he's got a bar too that he's running with his wife.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So he said that's.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Because the violence thing from. Because he was on Sirius talking to Jose or whatever, and he was saying that they're going to try with the violence thing, kind of test the waters, see where it leads them. But for the main point, he has like a bar somewhere out there with his wife.
I think they could pick up.
Yeah. Absolutely. You're going to have that nostalgia crowd and then that newer crowd that's craving that old school Bay Area thrash.
Yep.
I don't know if you know this or not, but I like my thrash. I do.
I do know your thrash, yeah.
Thrashiness. But back to Whitechapel.
Yeah, here we go again.
There we go. Black Bear.
I'm going to fucking play that.
Play it, please.
Fucking.
Just the way that song is structured is crazy, and just the timing around it is unbelievable. Just flows.
That one opens up with like a clean fucking thing that too. That's pretty pretty fucking awesome, dude.
I think they put those songs together quite well, the flow of it.
Yeah. It's like a story.
Yeah.
It's cool because they got your ups and downs, highs and lows, and you need that in an album to keep fucking the different... Just keep a track of where you're at.
Yeah.
Like differentiate it from the other tracks.
I thought he was going to sing on this one the way it started off when I first listened to it.
Yeah. I could see that happening.
Because not that I don't like any of the other songs. Like We Are One and The Other Side. Maybe it's Loveless. I like those two songs, but maybe Loveless is where I was like, I was listening to it last night and I was like, I stopped paying attention. I didn't know where the fuck I was in the song.
I literally put zero
next
to
Loveless.
Nothing. I got nothing for Loveless. Because I felt the same exact way. That song didn't do anything for me at all. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's just
It's kinda... a good, brutal song, but yeah, it's just nothing that catches for me.
It got too Whitechapel-y, if that makes sense.
Ooh.
You know? I'm like, okay, I've heard this. I think it's because you're presented with such a different thing for these.
I think these songs just blend all that shit so well.
They do.
Everything that they're known for and, you know, to incorporate the melodies and the clean shit like they do, it's so integrated seamlessly. It's just... it's hard to listen to a song like that for me.
I get that.
Where it's just one dimensional like that.
See, and that's the old stuff.
Yeah.
Right there. I don't know. This the only thing that I really notated that you haven't said yet is that this, to me, cut through more of the heavy metal side than what they have been doing. This wasn't structured like a deathcore-y song.
Tom Leper.
Yeah. It wasn't choppy and genty so all the way through. It kind of had more of that. You were coming back to that 4-4. You had that halftime groove in the bridge there for a minute, but then you came back to it. I don't know.
Yeah. I have nothing to relate it to. I don't know.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. What about you, Ivan? You got anything to say about Black Bear?
I like it.
Yeah, I like it.
I like it.
It's good.
It's a podcast. Thanks for listening in. We'll see you next week. No, sir, I don't like it. Anything else you want to add to that?
For Black Bear, no.
Yeah, Black Bear.
No. You just got to listen to
song.
It, man.
Yep. It's a straightforward song. I like how the guitars got the heavy, like gent sound going, mm-hmm. and then you got the
guitar. Yeah.
Yeah, there's I think I was going to mention something about that last night, too.
What would you call that?
Yeah, it's just like it's in the background.
Yeah,
it's like
ambience, I don't know.
Yeah, it's something like that, just to add like a little feel to
it. Layered, it's layered, baby.
Just like these distorted, not even distorted, but just ugly kind of chords ringing together, just like those high ones.
Yeah.
Kind of gives it like a little mood, atmosphere, yeah. You know what I mean?
This is a total mood album. Like, I'm going down to Kentucky next month, and I'm going to listen to this on the way down there, like, for sure. And hopefully won't see a black bear. I probably will. I feed him. You know what those? You know what hot dogs are made of? You eat those? Those are lips and assholes.
Dude, I don't know, man. Like, for me, even if you're coming from more my perspective, like, these first five songs, you just got to give a fucking chance. You got to listen to these. Hickory Creek's obviously the first one anybody out there's got to check out. That's fucking awesome. Whether you're into death metal, not death metal, heavy metal, check that fucking song out. Black Bear is the next fucking one. Oh, man.
This is good shit. Witch.
Third Depth is good for that fucking melodic stuff, too. That's one Red liked a lot.
Of course he would. That's a Red one. Since you said it, I put definitely the Planet Caravan of this album.
Interesting. That's a good way of putting it.
Mm. That's that break. You know, something interesting, but it still kind of comes back.
It sounds
back
like something that could have ended the record, but...
It could have ended there.
Yeah.
You know?
Then you get Loveless and Doomwoods. Doomwoods is kind of cool. Goes on a little long, but...
I literally put that the build didn't really go anywhere for me.
Yeah, I would have switched those two.
Yeah, I could see that. Still, you know, it's hard. You take all these songs and you listen to them one by one, and you're like, well, I could have done this and I could have done that.
Yeah, it's crazy because, like I said, even though I'm not big on We Are One or the other side, there's still some hooks in there for me. I was like, yeah, this is still fucking good.
But when he comes in, like, Hur,
yeah,
or,
man. Yeah, the other side, my brother's side.
We Are One. I thought that
I'm a murderer, you know, but I could be a savior and someone's mother, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
God, it's deep.
It's good stuff. I still like it. That's what's crazy.
The chorus I thought was impressive for We Are One, and I said this one was Meshuggah meets Strapping Young Lad. That's what I thought.
For this one?
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
Got the solos underneath it, but you still got that genty, like, weird, like...
That's where I just heard the blast beats and shit, yeah. So, yeah. Interesting.
Interesting. I love strapping.
I got to go back and revisit
That's
that
some
shit.
Good stuff.
Ooh. Bombs away. Yeah, we would have to.
We were kind of hating on that.
Yeah, we all were. But it was funny because it was corny. Yeah. Like,
we just had no
stupid.
Fucking idea, you know, at the time. It just,
I mean,
we,
then he had the what do they call that?
The
like
skull?
Like the predator fucking, skull.
Yeah.
Guess.
Yeah, when you see him, you're like, this is a fucking joke, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's got that sense of humor. Like, he likes to be wacky. Yeah.
He does. But,
like, even back then, before, like, I really knew, I was like, God damn, that guy can sing.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And scream.
Yep.
I was like, holy shit.
With as good as strapping was, it wasn't the correct outlet, I think, for his voice. Musically, it was for him. There's no doubt. But, like, Love was, like, their most biggest song because he was really starting to utilize that.
Yeah.
There was a clip on YouTube where they were playing at some festival, and they just, no one was getting into it. And people were booing him and doing whatever, and all of a sudden, Devin reached out in the back of his pocket.
Is that where he pulled the fucking shark out?
He pulled the shark out.
Dude, I saw them.
He's like, all everybody wants you to do is just play that one fucking song that they like. And he's like, all right, Sharky. Like, that's hilarious.
I remember that. God damn.
It was years ago, man. Years ago. When we went to Ozfest, we rolled up there when they were finishing. Remember that?
Yeah. We missed a lot of shit.
We did. I miss Ozfest, too. All day. No bullshit 1 to 5. We're talking like 11 a.m. till 11 p.m.
Yeah, the one year
I
went
with you guys. Did it start at 11 or was it before that? Shit.
What was that?
I think some of them were at 9, right?
Yeah,
were they at 9 too?
I want to say we were rolling up at that place like 8 or 9 o'clock, and there was like a opener band on the side stage.
Yeah.
Playing.
Definitely the award for biggest balls goes to Ivan. This motherfucker all day, red as a tomato, wouldn't drink, wouldn't piss, wouldn't shit, wouldn't eat. All fucking day he would be up there, man.
He let it out in the crowd. He just didn't know it.
Oh, God. Oh, I remember you braided your hair that one year and you got the sunburn in your scalp.
It was like a grid sunburn. Yeah. That was terrible.
You look like Pinhead with the fucking shit going on.
Yep. I came back. We were coming back to check on him. Like, I came back after OTEP with the pretzel. I was like, you're all right, man. Well, I'll see you later because here comes Kitty. I miss Kitty. I fucking love them so much. Yeah. Anyways,
here we go again.
This is a mini episode for a reason to keep us on track.
Yeah, this is interesting. I don't know. We never done it like this before.
No, it's expedited. It gets to the point.
Does it?
No, eventually.
Certain parts.
Hey, we're fucking 3 months behind on the album. We gotta
ship this shit out as fast as we can.
Yo.
Put the rush on it.
So we talked about Third Depth. Interesting. I said the Planet Caravan track. Do you have anything to say about Third Depth? Did you like it, Ivan?
I like them all.
You like them all? Solid?
Yeah.
I like them all. Like, yeah, I mean, there's some low...
Give anything less than a 3 on this.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah?
Because everything's still fucking tight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll agree.
They're all bangers, dude.
The first track, I'm trying to think of something else we could say interesting here. The first track, When a Demon Defiles a Witch, in an article with Kerrang, they had written that Phil had said that it was written from the perspective of his mother because she would sit by the fire at night and see demons outside, also at her bedside. And that apparently is kind of coordinated with the video.
Really?
So you could check that out, yeah.
I was trying to think if I've seen that video. I can't remember.
So was she having, I'm assuming she was having like mental issues then.
Or
something,
the...
yeah, it could be the drugs too.
Could be, yeah. I don't know. Thought that was interesting. And I think their old drum tech filmed it for them too. Random tidbits. We love tidbits. Pineapple tidbits and tidbits of information.
Fucking goddamn Wikipedia let me down on this one.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to come in with some animal type notes.
Yeah. You have to dig. It wasn't
it
easy.
It gave me a fucking track listing. It's like, good luck. I was like, fuck, man. I was like, do IMDb? Do they have music pages?
They should, man.
Internet Music Database.
You can pay $9.99 a month and get IMDb Professional. And if you're a media outlet, you can pay for the people like celebrities and all their press contacts.
So you got to pay and then pay again?
So what's going to happen is we would pay the $9.99 a month. I still owe you money for our SoundCloud, by the way. That we would just pay 1 month and we would all just take, I'll take A through D, D through this, and we would get them all and then we would cut it.
Did I pay you for that?
I don't think so.
I don't think any of us did. We're pieces of shit.
When you said that, I was like, oh.
I know. This was months ago. And Jake's the kind of guy that is not going to be like, hey, man, give me my money.
I want my money.
Yeah, but not just said that. Give me my money.
Yeah. I hope you take debit.
Until we get that Pizza Hut endorsement.
Yes. Pizza yes.
Hut. It was the same as whatever we paid for Squarespace. I think it was like $144. So $36 was it all together for everybody?
So. Yeah.
Okay.
Right, I know you're going to listen to this, man. I need my money.
He's like, my money. I heard you're buying motorcycles. You can't give me my money? Coming up on a future episode. That's a
you
good
see
shout
Jake
out.
Jake running out of the bushes with like a stick to put in the.
Gotcha, bitch.
You know, since we're talking about Richie, he's going to wear a helmet. He blew me off the other day. I will seriously kick his ass if he plans on not wearing a helmet.
They got quiet.
Yep, I don't care. I'll say it. This isn't the first offensive thing we've said on this show. I care about my friend. I don't want him
to
fucking die.
I'll say it to his face.
I will. I will. I can get him a mohawk one or something. Something real cool.
Oh, man, there you go. Look like he's from, like, Borderlands or something.
Yeah. See, that's cool, because safety isn't a joke.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Public service announcement.
Yep, there you go. That'll be $9.95. So, how do you guys want to rate this out of 5?
You know, right before we get right into that, but now that we're kind of listening to Third Depth in the background, like, he has a real interesting, like, timing with the verse.
What do you mean? It's just off from what they're doing?
No, it's interesting. I don't know if it feels like he's playing against it a little bit. Like he's working the lyrics in fucking pretty good, and you can kind of tell it's like from the first verse to the second verse, it's a little different because he's got to fill that space a little different because the lines are not the same length. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
And it's just it caught me like when I was listening to it.
Nice.
It's just something kind of interesting to listen for.
I like that. See, you got that ear. I have to go back and listen to it.
Good shit.
What do you mean, like the syllables?
I think so. Maybe like you know they're like, do they fit?
Yeah.
Because he sings it a little bit different, I think.
Yeah.
If this is a song I'm thinking of.
This is my number 3.
That's your number 3?
That's my number 3.
That's good shit.
Yeah.
That's why it's third.
The way it starts. The way he's singing, all that shit, dude.
Yep.
And this?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. How he holds out that life.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
You show me another deathcore vocalist that could do that. You know what I mean? And sound that
clear. You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if they could. They just don't. They maybe afraid to do it. I don't want to say they're afraid.
Right, right.
They don't want to lose their crowd or whatever like that. Right. They don't want to get like shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say probably a bunch of them could sing.
Hmm.
You kind of see a little bit of it with Randy from Lamb of God, yeah, especially on that last one.
Yep. Oh, yeah, big time.
So I hope we see more of that shit.
Yeah.
They said
I like the perfect fucking blend, man. Just give me a little bit of both.
Yep. Yeah, it gets too predictable at
that
point.
Have your ragers full on like that if you want, but just mix that shit.
A couple.
Yeah.
They apparently, they're moving right along with it, and they said that it really pushed them creatively.
Makes sense.
So when you like hearing that, but then again, there's a lot of bands that say that, and then you end up with
catharsis.
Yep. Yeah. Exactly.
Hey, in his defense, he did say it was going to be different.
I said it. He did.
That's what.
He was different.
At least he was fucking honest about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just got his extreme viewpoints. Got to look where he lives and probably the stuff that he sees every day and whatever. We're not going to get into that. But anyways, out of 5 or out of 10, how are we doing this?
It's up to you.
How did you rate it?
Because I always rate the songs on 5.
5? Are you cool with 5?
I put it out of 10, though. So if I'm rating this, I would give it a fucking 8 out of 10.
The whole album as a whole?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about you?
I'd give it a 9.
Give it a 9?
Yeah.
Okay.
9 out of 10.
This is his first non-7, I think.
Whose?
Huh?
His?
For your ratings? Did you give other... Oh, you gave the Elite higher than a 7, right? Or was it 7?
I think I was surprised, maybe because it was. I think I was surprised.
Yeah, when we added it up, it was like a 7 or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to copy you and go solid 8. 8.0.
I think it's good.
Yep. It's good.
Pleasantly surprised.
Yep.
It's good shit.
Pretty solid all the way through. So there you go.
I'll say it right now. It's probably going to be my favorite in 2019.
Ooh, we're 6 months away from doing that album. Holy shit.
Now that you mention it, that is actually, it's definitely like a top runner.
That's a contender.
Front runner. Yeah.
This album is, I can take 4 of my favorite from last year and wipe them away with this one. You know what I mean? Just last year sucked for music, but it's a nice, pleasant surprise. I think that they're going to have a lot of success and a lot more chances to be out there with this. So good job, guys.
Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
What do we come in at? Let's see. We are at
45.
40 minutes.
Oh,
Jesus Christ. That ain't no fucking minute.
Well, what'd you expect, man?
It's true. We like things too much.
Yeah. We're opinionated.
Oh, we're very opinionated. That's so heavy. That felt good. That felt very professional and moving along. And when we were getting off subject to kind of bridge back in, it wasn't obvious. You know what I mean? It was like, okay, well.
Well, I'm still recording, so you can. No. I mean, we're not out the woods yet.
No. Well, I don't. I'm terrible at outros. I can do the intros, but I hate the outros.
Yeah, man. No matter what you listen to this on, you know, if it's Apple, iTunes, rate that shit.
Like, subscribe, comment.
Yes.
YouTube. Share.
I'm looking at you, YouTube. I'm seeing not enough fucking likes. 600 people, almost 700 people watched that Rob Arnold episode. Nobody gave us what? We got like, what, 20 likes?
I think so.
It's fucking unacceptable.
Yeah.
Unacceptable. Like and subscribe, please. And then I was thinking,
hit the notification bell.
I was thinking, if you're cool with this, if we ever speak out of turn, maybe have people like send us an email, like says corrections, say you got this wrong, and we'll read them on here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there you go.
So step it up, motherfuckers.
We're always open for corrections. I mean, we don't know like everything. So
comment on that shit on YouTube too. If you think we suck, that's cool too. We just need numbers. Yeah. It's a numbers game, people.
Yes.
But other than that, that's all I got.
Yo, adios.
Bye.